Bloomberg/Clinton ticket means California-style gun control for everyone. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 15, 2020. A Mike Bloomberg presidential ticket with Hillary Clinton as vice president would mean California-style gun control for everyone. On February 15, 2020, the Daily Mail reported, Bloomberg is considering making Hillary Clinton his running mate. Such a pairing would put two of the most pro-gun control politicians in existence together for a ticket that could deal a crippling blow to Second Amendment rights. Consider the various gun controls supported by Bloomberg and Clinton. Both support an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, and the criminalization of private gun sales via the implementation of universal background checks. Additionally, Bloomberg is for stricter controls on access to firearms, period, even for the law-abiding. This point was clear following the December 29, 2019, Texas church attack that ended because armed congregant Jack Wilson took out the attacker within seconds. Bloomberg admitted it was good that the attack was ended, but stressed his belief that guns belong in the hands of police, not congregants. Weeks later, the Texas church hero spoke out by indicating that Bloomberg's gun controls would have meant more carnage, as they would have forced innocent congregants to sit defenseless, waiting on police to arrive. While Bloomberg would push for stricter controls on access to all types of firearms, on top of everything else, Clinton has been clear in her support of using executive power to secure gun control whether Congress likes it or not. The WikiLeaks email release in the fall of 2016 showed Clinton Press Secretary Brian Fallon acknowledging Clinton's plan to use executive orders to secure gun control, particularly as it involved closing the gun show loophole. Fallon made clear Clinton also supported opening gun manufacturers up to lawsuits over the criminal results of their products. Clinton also supported a 25% tax on gun sales at various points. ABC News reported that Clinton was unequivocal in her support for such a tax during her husband's presidency and, on June 5, 2016, she told George Stephanopoulos her support for the tax was part of the nationalized healthcare push. The list of gun controls supported by Bloomberg and Clinton, the ones they support together and those they support individually, are of such an extent that only the state of California can come close to the level of gun control that would be in play. California is the most gun-controlled state in the union and already has on the books nearly every gun control law Bloomberg/Clinton ticket would push at the federal level. In a real sense, what the Bloomberg/Clinton duo would mean for America is California-like gun control for every citizen, whether that citizen lived in New Jersey or Texas, Arizona or Maine. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.